size particles? No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Skin flakes, they're going to make it in.
Ew.
Hey, it's
Pilot of the airways, here is my request. You don't have to play it, but I hope you do your best. I've been listening to your show on the radio, and you seem like a friend to me.
This is Sam Sebrin from Athens, and you are listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM and WGXC.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Carol McCrossin of Washingtonville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
You're listening to Wireless Reconnaissance, Broadcast Surveillance, Transmission Art, and more, Saturdays on WGXC 90.7 FM Creative Community Radio.
The pounding of the wheels on the tracks has started to feel like your heartbeat.
The voice of the conductor announcing the stops is starting to sound like the voice in your own head.
You've been in your train car for days, intermittently watching the landscape framed in the window change from fields to tiny forgotten towns, to stretches of water, to densely packed trees.
You pace the small car.
You fall asleep with your head pressed against the cool glass.
You write letters back home, hopping off the train for lunch and a stamp.
You sit in the dining car, letting the soft murmur of strangers' conversations, strangers' problems, strangers' lives and livelihoods create a gentle din against your thoughts.
You know that when you step off this train, you'll be a changed person. You left a version of yourself at the first stop. You're here to find who you're meant to be.
Finally, the train comes to a slow, and you begin to recognize the town that has come into view.
You know that river. You know this depot. You know its sloped roof. You even think you recognize some faces waiting at the station.
Up ahead, across the street, just beyond the buildings, you've seen the sign appear in the sky, just as the conductor calls out the station name over the speakers.
Last stop, he says, the Love Motel.
Your train has pulled into the Love Motel station, and I'm your host, Honey.
And I'm your other host, Donna. And if you're tuning in from where the Catskill Mountains meet the Hudson River, where I am, you very well might have already stopped by your favorite spot on the creek for your first chili dip of the season. There's baby birds in the nests. There's little trout in the eddies. It's all popping up and popping off, baby.
Or maybe you've dialed in from gauzy-skied Los Angeles, where I am, where spring has shown us a lush landscape. Everything is green, the temps are still cool, but we're all beginning to remember why we live in this little speck of concrete in the desert.
Well, wherever you are, coast to coast, we're glad you've chosen to spend your night with us. If this is your first time at the Love Motel, come on in. Stay a while. Make yourself comfortable. We're here to make you feel loved the way you ought to be.
I think this is the time in the show where we tell them what we do here, Donna.
I think so. Take it away, honey.
Well, we're a once-a-month radio romance talk show with love advice, love songs, and our very own love line.
Call and leave us a message sometime at 857-DIAL-LOVE. That's 857-342-5568. It's a very real number where you can leave us a very real and very anonymous message for us to play on the air.
Or, if you'd like, you can write to the show totally anonymously. Just head to thelovemotelradio.com and you'll see a link to our submission form. We have our episode archive there too, so you can catch up on all our old shows and take us with you on late night drives or early morning strolls.
We're on Instagram too, at the.lovemotel.
We love hearing from you, and we love helping you sort through whatever troubles have been weighing heavy on your heart. So please, drop us a line whenever you're thinking of us.
Or you can ask us to play a special song for that special someone in your life. We do that too.
But tonight, we're up to something a little different.
Since Donna and Honey are reuniting on these airwaves in front of all your ears for the first time in a little while, we decided to take the time to catch up with one another.
You get to eavesdrop on a special one-night-only Donna and Honey date. How lucky are you?
And how lucky are we to get to build our everlasting, solid gold, one for the books, friendship behind the Love Motel desk, and broadcast it out onto the airwaves for all these years.
So sit back.
Relax.
While I show Donna a little bit of what I've been listening to lately, starting with a song block that goes out to my personal radio hero, a literal legend that we lost last week after a life changing lives through the airwaves, including my own. This set goes out to the late, great Bob Bittner. Thanks for the music, Bob.
Linda was mine till the time that I found her, holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too. Don't know that I will, but until I can find me a girl who stays among play games behind me, I'll be what I am. Solid. I've had it to heal, being where love's a small word, part-time thing, paper ring. I know it's been done, having one girl who loves you, right or wrong, weak or strong. Solitary man, solitary man. I
solitary man, solitary man, solitary
just over ahead. dark and sweet, and all the while, hid behind the smile was Zachary. I'm a go-between.
Still find him in the kitchen at parties. At last I met a pretty girl. She laughed and talked with me. We both walked out of the kitchen and asked him a new wife.
He's done his time in the kitchen at parties. He's done his time.